At the easternmost spot in the Americas, Cape Spear, Newfoundland, four men are waiting on the weather. They are trying to fly a model airplane all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to their comrade in Ireland. It's almost 2,000 miles.
They brought four planes from their home in Maryland all the way up to Canada. Four planes for four attempts, says team member Joe Foster.
They all have the same name, the Spirit of Butts Farm. There's a fellow that lives nearby in Maryland where we do a lot of test flying. He's 87 years old, still flies his own ultralight. He has a farm there, and his name is Beecher Butts, and he was very kind to let us use his land to do a lot of our test flying.
Two of the planes have already crashed just a few miles into the journey, but Joe Foster is confident that the design is sound.
It's, balsa wood and mylar coating and glue. So it's a pretty conventional-looking plane, although it is designed to penetrate or cut through the air a little more streamlined than most of the models. It's a fairly conventional small gasoline engine. The total capacity of fuel is about 5.5 pounds, which is slightly under a gallon. And there's two onboard computers, one that does the autopiloting, which basically keeps the plane stable in the air, and then the other computer guides it across the ocean using a GPS receiver, and then the computer takes the data from the GPS receiver and steers the plane accordingly. We also have some other sensors on the plane for the autopilot, such as a baroscensor to keep the altitude, and a gyro so that the plane won't do any kind of serious rolling.
The plane is radio-controlled only at the very beginning and end of the flight. Over the open ocean, it will rely on the GPS. Joe Foster hopes one of the planes will fly far enough to set a record. A regulation model plane has never flown all the way across the Atlantic Ocean.
I didn't know I wanted to do it until I was asked by another friend in a model airplane club, and he asked me if I'd be willing to help out on this. And it just seemed like an accomplishment, something that, a challenge, and I've always enjoyed a challenge. That was 4 years ago, still working on it.
Joe Foster in Cape Spear, Newfoundland. He and his teammates, Maynard Hill, Roy Day, and Les Hamilton, hope their third model plane will take off tomorrow.